This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda vows to expand the handicraft industry to all 7 provinces. Chief Minister of Madhya Province Saroj Kumar Yadav takes oath of office and secrecy today. And epidemiologists warn COVID infections will surge in rural areas over Lunar New Year in China. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that since the handicraft sector is the original sector of Nepal, it will be expanded to all 7 provinces. Addressing the 42nd Annual General Meeting of the Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal held in Lalitpur today, the Prime Minister said that the handicraft industry should be promoted in partnership with the private sector. He added that without trust and partnership with the private sector, the expected success in the goal of prosperity cannot be achieved. In the annual general meeting, the president of the federation, Prachanda Sakya, emphasized that the handicraft sector should be a priority of the government. 3 youths died in a road mishap that occurred at Manahari of Makwanpur district last night. According to the police, the deceased has been identified as Dharmaraj Moktan, age 32, Milan Moktan, age 30, of Manahari Rural Municipality 8, and Rupesh Tamang, age 32, of Raksirang Rural Municipality 3. Deputy Superintendent of Police Tek Bahadur Karki said that the 3 were critically hurt after a scooter they were riding in met with an accident at Jamire area of Manahari 9 along the east-west highway. The youth died while receiving treatment at a medical college in Bharatpur, Chitwan. Police said that the further investigation into the case are initiated. The newly appointed Chief Minister of Madhya Province, Saroj Kumar Yadav, took the oath of office and secrecy at the office of the province chief today. Janata Samajwadi Party leader Yadav was appointed the Chief Minister last Wednesday. Of the total 10 political parties in the provincial assembly, a total of 63 lawmakers from 7 political parties and 2 independent lawmakers have backed Yadav as the Chief Minister. Parliamentary party leader of Janamat Party, a ruling alliance party in the province, said that a meeting of the ruling alliance is also scheduled to hold to discuss the issues of power sharing and others. The Chief Minister of Province No. 1, Hikmat Kumar Karki, is scheduled to take the vote of confidence from Province Assembly meeting today. Province Assembly Secretary Gopal Prasad Parajuli said that the vote of confidence motion will be presented at the meeting and later would be tabled for decision. In the 93-member Province Assembly, UML's Karki was appointed the Chief Minister with the backing of CPN UML, CPN Maoist Centre, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Janata Samajwadi Party. Similarly, the Chief Minister of Gandaki Province, Khagraj Adhikari, is taking the vote of confidence of the Provincial Assembly today as well. UML Gandaki Province Parliamentary Party leader Adhikari was appointed the Chief Minister on January 9th. Dang District has become self-reliant on food grains. The statistic shows that the food grains produced in the district caters to the demand of the local residents and there is a food surplus as well. According to the Agriculture Knowledge Centre Dang, a total of 75,991 hectares of land in the Dang district is being used for farming, which yields 294,074 metric tons of agricultural produces. Agriculture economic expert of the centre, Prithiviraj Lamichhane, shared that the crops produced in the district are proportionate to the number of people in the district. The population of the Dang district as per the census in 2021 is 676,277. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A top Chinese epidemiologist has warned COVID cases will surge in rural China, where healthcare is less accessible. Hundreds of millions of Chinese are traveling to their hometowns, many for the first time since the pandemic began, ahead of the Lunar New Year. China has stopped providing daily COVID statistics since abandoning zero COVID. The Lunar New Year holidays in China, which officially start on 21st January, involve the world's largest annual migration of people. The World Health Organization has said China, which stopped reporting COVID fatalities from Tuesday, was heavily underreporting COVID deaths. International health experts have predicted at least a million COVID-related deaths in China this year. Beijing has officially reported just over 5,000 deaths since the pandemic began, one of the lowest death rates in the world. A bright green comet is set to swing by Earth's outer surface for the first time in 50,000 years and may hang around for a month. NASA officials said the icy visitor was first spotted in Mars 2022 while it was inside the orbit of Jupiter. It could be seen through binoculars as a small green glow to those in the northern hemisphere starting yesterday. Scientists said it will be closest to Earth on 2nd of February. According to NASA, the icy celestial body is making its closest approach to the Sun on 12th of January before making its closest approach to Earth on 2nd of February. NASA said a bright green glow will be visible to observers in the northern hemisphere in the morning sky as the comet moves northwest during the month of January. Those in the southern hemisphere will be able to spot it in February. The Planetary Society said the comet takes about 50,000 years to orbit the Sun, so an opportunity to see it only comes once in a lifetime. Europe's largest deposit of rare earths, which are used for mobile phones to missiles, has been found in Sweden. No rare earths are mined in Europe at the moment, and a Swedish minister hailed the find as a way of reducing the European Union's dependence on China. The discovery is also being seen as decisive for the green transition, given the expected rise in demand for electric vehicles and wind turbines. Some 98% of rare earths used in the EU in 2021 were imported from China. Over 1 million tons are reported to have now been found in Sweden's far north. The term rare earth refers to a group of 17 elements that are used to make a range of products and infrastructure which are increasingly important to everyday life. They can be found in mobiles, hard drives and trains, but they are also important for green technology including wind turbines and electric vehicles. Some are essential for military equipment like missile guidance systems as well. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is possible at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim province, with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the central and western high mountainous regions. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of central and western high mountainous regions. At present, there is an influence of the western low pressure system over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 4.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 19.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to expand the handicraft industry in all seven provinces. Chief Minister of Madhesh Province Saroj Kumar Yadav takes oath of office and secrecy today. And epidemiologists warn COVID infection will surge in rural areas over Lunar New Year in China. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.